This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Roshan and Noel, 7:17 a.m. Monday the 10th of August, and in about half an hour we're going to be speaking with O.E. Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, for some political analysis on Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad's new party. We are also running a poll on the subject, asking you, will Tun Mahathir's party gain traction? Tell us why. Of the 105 votes we've received so far, in the grand total of 17 minutes this poll has been up, 33% have said no, it's not going to gain traction, 19% have said yes, 18% are not sure, another 30% don't care. Do continue to let us know what you think and tell us why you voted the way you did. But right now we're going to be taking a look at this self-same topic because, I mean, you're never too old really to try something new, goes the saying. And Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad seems to prove this point again and again.
And now, yet again, he has announced that he will set up a new political party after his lawsuit challenging his termination from Bersatu was dismissed. This was something that Tun Dr. Mahathir had hinted in the past, and you know he and his Bersatu cohort have been bebas for a while now. Last month on July 23rd, he said that if the court decision was not in favour, he would form a new party, and he has stuck by his word there.
Yeah, so I know Tun Mahathir at 94, 95, if I'm at that age and I can still set up a new party, I count myself to be really blessed. So I guess they already anticipated this, and so he's invoked basically his plan B. But just looking at the poll results, right, maybe people are just getting tired, right, of all this political, there's political fatigue, obviously, going on.
Could be, it definitely could be. So this morning, we're going straight to the horse's mouth for an explanation of what's going on, or as close to the horse as we can get. Keith Kam, the head of BFM News, speaks with Hanif Khatri Abdullah, one of Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad's legal advisors. Over to you, Keith.
Now, Hanif, let's start with the KL High Court dismissing Dr. M's lawsuit against Bersatu for the termination of his, as well as the party memberships of four others. What's his next move now?
Well, basically, before we talk about the next move, I think we must appreciate how the court approached the issue about the challenge that was taken to court. At that time, there were three applications before the court, from the defendants, Tan Sri Mohidin and the rest, and one application on our side. They were applying to strike out the action. And we were asking the court to allow the action to proceed whilst in the meantime to give certain injunctive orders so that the party's position, the status quo, is preserved. Neither party is damaged before the court decides at the end of the day of the trial. But the court was of the view that since the meeting of MPT on the 4th of June had purportedly ratified all those disputable decisions of removing Tun as chairman, removing him as a member, removing the earlier SUA and whatnot, or leaving Pakatan Harapan, joining PN, had purportedly, according to the judge, been ratified by the meeting of 4th of June. There were no disputes before her. First point is that she was of the view she's not determining whether it's valid or not, the termination. She's determining that it's purportedly ratified. Secondly, she failed to realize that even the meeting of the 4th of June was disputed, because if Tun is still a valid chairman, nobody else can call for an MPT meeting but the chairman. So she put the cart before the horse on the first issue. Once she had done that, she then decided that since Section 18C does not allow valid disputes to be taken to court, therefore, since the disputes have all been ratified, you can't go to court. When in fact, what we are saying is that 18C allows disputes which arises out of invalid decisions to be decided by court. So when she validated the decision through the meeting of 4th of June, she brought herself out of that argument and applied 18C. So in law, we can appeal if we wish to. I've advised the clients to appeal on that. But nevertheless, we have to look at a political legal case from political perspective. So on that issue, since Tun has actually decided that the grassroots require a new platform for their movement, I would say that at this juncture, the priority is to actually formalize the platform of the political party, which is still in the inception stage. And in the meantime, whether or not appeal is to be lodged at the Court of Appeal would be decided within a time frame, which is 30 days from now. It may be filed, it may not be filed, depending on the political development on the new party.
Now that a new political party is set to be formed, as announced by Tun on Friday, if you could just take us through the thought processes behind this decision to do so. Understandably, it's in reaction to the fact that the lawsuit was thrown out, right?
It's not about the lawsuit being thrown out. More importantly is that majority of the grassroots in the country are not in line with what has happened to Bersatu under the hand of Tan Sri Mohidin Yassin. All of them believe that they have run foul of the earlier initiatives and the struggles and the philosophy of the party. So they were ready and willing to move on to a new platform. The decision or the wishes of the grassroots is the priority. Secondly, assisted by the fact that the court has now put to an end, as far as the High Court is concerned, with the dispute being in court to determine the validity or otherwise. And certainly, since in Malaysian politics, 3 months or 6 months is a very, very long period. So anything can happen. Even Mohidin can decide to dissolve the parliament, or there could even be a shift of the new government at any time. So to make the party members who are with the real philosophy be ready for any such changes, I think the decision to form a new party will be the right opportunity for the people who want the right policies to be advanced in reforming the nation to actually have that opportunity.
Now, one thing that struck me as well during Tun's announcement is that he said the party is aimed at championing the struggles of the Malays and the pre-Bumi. But in a political landscape that already has quite a number of Malay, Muslim, Bumiputra parties, how will this help anyone?
You see, the Muslim Malay community believe that you need to work on the right path of what the religion says. If you look at the current parties, even if you talk about UMNO, they are believed to be looters, which is not an Islamic principle. We look at PAS, they are using and abusing the position of Islam for the wrong purposes. That is not right. And thirdly, Bersatu, which are traitors. What you need is a Malay Muslim party which follows the real philosophy of Islam to unite not only the Muslim Malays, but more importantly, the multiracial community in Malaysia towards the right path. What we have now is three non-Malay, non-Muslim parties calling themselves as Malay Muslim parties. So having a new party is not having an additional party. It's going to have a real, proper Malay Muslim party.
Also, Hanif, where is the formation of this party at right now? Has ROS approved the setup of this new party?
No, basically still at inception stage, and there will be some discussion sometime next week to come up with the structure as well as the constitution, which is being drafted already. And then after it's being consulted and agreed by all necessary parties, then it would actually be put forward as a normal registration process that has to take it through to the ROS. Then we'll have to wait and see whether the application to register the party is approved or any other suggestions comes from ROS and take it one step at a time. So at this moment of time, it's still at an inception stage, the structure to be decided and the constitution to be decided. The political leaders of that party will also be coming out with the statements when it's ready.
Now, it's been a weekend since the announcement was made. I wonder if you could tell us what has the response been like, especially among existing Bersatu members who might not feel quite so aligned to the party in its current form.
Yeah, so from what I gather, if you go through the social media, if you go through the internet, Facebook and whatnot, I think in various states, in many states, many divisions, most of them have left the party and also dissolved the various branches and so on. So I would think at this rate, you will have Bersatu having maybe even less than 10% of their members, without exaggerating. But we'll have to wait and see in the next few weeks to come and so on, especially after the new party is formalized, then you'll find the old members of Bersatu, the real fighters of Bersatu, would then be registering themselves as the members. And maybe you can then check with the new SUA of Bersatu whether the membership has come down from 300,000 to maybe 3,000.
Finally, several analysts are saying that it might be a little late in the game to form a new political party. It's so close to GE15. So you are the legal advisor. What did you advise Tun concerning these issues?
Well, you see, number one, we do not know when the parliament is to be dissolved. Number two, we do not know, even if the parliament is intended to be dissolved, whether His Majesty the Yang Dipertuan Agong would agree to the dissolution at this current stage. So this is all still premature to presume that election would be around the corner. But of course, we have to be ready. So that is the process of registering the party. Having said that, the registration may take some time. So in the event the registration is not formalized before parliament is dissolved, there will be further discussion as to how this proposed new party would be coming out with their stand for the coming PRU15. They may be standing under a logo of a certain party or as independent. Don't forget, the same thing went through when there was a problem with Pakatan Harapan for PRU14. At the end of the day, all of them fought the election under the flag of PKR then. So it's not a new issue. And I think the society is more than matured to understand that. Not necessarily you need to legalize and formalize the party before you go to the PRU15. What is important is the public needs to know that Tun and his faction and the real root grassroots members are already out of Bersatu, and they will be putting up a proper fight come PRU15, whether as a formal party or otherwise.
And that was Hanif Khatri Abdullah, legal advisor to Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, speaking with BFM's Keith Kam. And he's got some interesting interesting expectations there, specifically talking about the fact that he expects many, he believes that many are ready to leave the current iteration of Bersatu, and that the existing party will end up having only about 3,000 members from the current 300,000 that they have, so 10%.
I think we'll have to wait and see how those numbers pan out. But I think more importantly, what it does here is it allows the grassroots to show their support for the leadership, right? Right now, we don't really have an accurate measure of how much grassroots support Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has. This is going to show that if more divisions shut down, if more members, grassroots members we're talking about here, leave Bersatu and join this new party, this new nameless party at this point, then you'll really see what kind of strength Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin and Bersatu have amongst the grassroots and on the ground.
Yeah, so, okay, let's say if Tun Mahathir does successfully start a party, still he will need some numbers, right? And the question is, will he team up again with his favourite friend, Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim? Or, you know, and they still cannot agree who should be Prime Minister, right? Should, you know, they make some headway in GE15?
Yeah, because according to Tun Mahathir, this party is neither aligned with Pakatan Harapan or Perikatan Nasional. So playing the middle ground here, not showing his cards as to who they're likely to support.
So we're going to have more analysis on the political developments later in the morning at 7:45 with Oi Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. But up next, we're speaking with Dr. James Gomez, Regional Director at the Asia Centre on political protests happening in Thailand. So that's going to happen after the 7:30 news. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.